NewRadioSportsNetwork.com, and we're getting to the tournament season now among all the winter sports. One of them coming up this weekend is actually wrestling. We're joined right now by the Luxembourg Casco head wrestling coach, Chaz Tremel. His team will be heading to Two Rivers this weekend to battle Berlin, Denmark, Freedom, Sturgeon Bay, Sevastopol, Two Rivers, and Wrightstown. And coach, first of all, let's take a look back at the season that was, and how interesting was it for you, sitting in that corner seat watching your wrestlers masked up and having to follow all the different protocols this season?
It was really interesting because we went from an off season of a lot of unknowns. What was WIA going to have us do? What was the state going to have us do? Were we going to be able to wrestle? So at the same time, we were kind of like, man, we got to wear a mask. We're kind of like, hey, we get to wrestle at least. They didn't take it away from us. So I feel lucky. I think our team feels lucky that we get this chance to compete and keep competing. And we're in a good conference that no matter what happens, we're going to be prepared. Our wrestlers will be prepared to do something special, hopefully, this season here.
And how important was it towards the end of the season? At first, there was the pretty strict, you can only wrestle one team once a week. You had to have 7 days in between. And then things started to open up a little bit where you're able to have the quadrangular meets once a week and still get as many matches as you could on those nights. How important was that, if anything, just to build up that wrestling stamina heading into, the state series?
I think it was important. I wish they could have let us know a little bit sooner because we were kind of locked in on our schedule. But it is important because, we can wrestle and simulate a lot of different things in our practice room, but you can never simulate those live matches, especially having multiple live matches. So if we weren't given the opportunity to maybe have those quads, I'm not sure we would have been able to even have a state individual tournament at that point because they did not let us have any individual tournaments. And that was another thing they kind of tagged on at the end of the season. Oh, and by the way, now you can go from 4 to 6. Well, in hindsight, that would have been great to know ahead of time, but it's kind of hard to plan on the fly, just adding more teams all the time. So, but it was important that we were able to at least get more matches in and get those guys somewhat used to having more than one dual match leading into a regional tournament and a tournament series altogether.
And you were able to schedule some pretty impressive opponents still, even on short notice. You had a Bayport, you had a Coleman, and of course the Northeastern Conference, probably one of the toughest in the entire state. Is there a duel that really sticks out to you that you're really, in particularly, really proud of your team for wrestling well?
In particular one, I don't know. I think a lot. It was we didn't really miss too much in terms of our duels, I think, this year with how stacked our conference is. So, just being able to get those guys ready. We have a lot of young guys on our team, so for those guys to be ready and wrestle a team like Coleman right off the bat, that was a good test for us early in the season. And boy, first time away from home in their place, defending Division III champs, I think that really got guys thinking that, we can really do something great, and we're on the right path. It's just not going to quite look the way it has been in the past couple of seasons. So for us to go into Coleman and put together a pretty solid performance, did everything go exactly to plan? No. But they overcame some adversity, and we talked about that as a team. We have to be able to move past the adversity, even within a duel, within a period, in a match. You have to be able to move past that. And I think they did a nice job of doing that. The Coleman match was a little bit different because we're coming off beating Coleman, we host Bayport, and we had a couple guys out. So it was, we took the loss in that duel, but overall I felt we wrestled really well. and just try and keep everybody positive and think, you know, it's all right. We're on the right path and keep going. And then they show up and they keep showing up for the Freedom Duel. And I think that was kind of a big turning point. You guys got up pretty big for that match, and it showed their intensity started to change at that point. And they started wrestling the way that, you know, we know we're capable of. And it just kept kind of snowballing the rest of January so far. And I think, you know, it led into a great duel with Wrightstown in Wrightstown. They just wrestled really solid all the way through. And our team is pretty unselfish. They're willing. We got wrestlers that are willing to wrestle different weights, bump around, come out of the lineup. They understand what we're trying to do, and I think everything was kind of right where we need to be right now.
And how is the health of your team? Obviously, you mentioned you've had some people in and out of the lineup for, you know, a number of different reasons. At this point, doesn't matter. Is everybody kind of ready to roll for this weekend?
Yep, we're. We are ready to rock. I think we're about as healthy as we probably could be, probably the healthiest we've been all year. So should be able to put up a good performance and wrestle to our abilities. So it'll be fun to kind of see that possibly for the first time this season, but where we're really at. So we're going to need it too.
And you mentioned as well, I mean, we already know about the NEC teams that are really good at Denmark, a Freedom, a Wrightstown, but Two Rivers and Brilliant aren't any slouches, and we've even seen Sturgeon Bay Sevastopol show up in some of these duels and maybe not necessarily have the win on the scoreboard, but when you take a look at the individual matches, they've been able to walk out of the gyms with the majority of the wins.
Yeah, absolutely. This is just because we have some different teams outside our conference, those different teams are going to be a huge influence in outcomes of a lot of weight classes. Brilliant's ranked number 4 right now. We've seen them a couple of years ago, then they went back down to D3. Now they're back up to D2. I mean, they're just solid all the way through. So they're going to definitely be a huge influence in this regional and sectional altogether. And yeah, Two Rivers, you have some pretty special wrestlers that are on that team that are going to do some great things, and we got to watch out for them. And like you said, with Sturgeon Bay Sevastopol, they have some individuals that are putting together a nice season for them. So they are going to, it's going to be something where we have to go through all these teams and all these individuals if we want to really get to our main goal of the season and their own individuals' goals.
And as we take a look at the WisconsinWrestling.com team rankings, as you kind of mentioned, you're ranked number 1, Wrightstown number 2. That one flipped going into that Wrightstown duel. Brilliant number 4, Denmark number 12, and Freedom in that honorable mention category. And we know that they've had some good seasons in the past. So, yeah, certainly a stacked regional there. And then finally, who are some of the wrestlers that, as they get ready to go this weekend, are you especially excited to see on the mat?
For our own team?
Correct. Yeah, on your own team.
I think we have a number of them. We have 5 returning state qualifiers. So just to see those guys and how they come back, we got Easton Warchek, Hunter Junior, Isaac Blahoyak, Kyle Kroll, and Travis LeGrave. So those guys are going to be solid, and they're going to have to be on their game because, like I said, this is a stacked regional. So it'll be good to see those guys because they've been wrestling pretty tough, and a couple of them are seniors, and see what they're going to put out there. Luke Shevchek, he is a different type of wrestler this season from the past. So he was really putting together a pretty nice season. He had to miss a week or so, kind of in the middle, but he picked up right where he left off. And I really hope that he can put together a nice regional and come out of there. We got a couple freshmen that have been integral in our team this last week, couple weeks. Got Isaac Drabik, who's undefeated. We got Max Ronsman, who's undefeated. Caleb Delbrew's in the lineup. He has one loss. And then Trey Schoenebeck, broke into the lineup last week against Wrightstown as well. So he doesn't have as many matches on varsity, but, I mean, these are freshmen making an impact on our team right now. So especially going to be in the regional. So there's a lot of guys that it'll be fun to watch and see how they keep their composure and that just their mindset, what they have going into this tournament. It's going to take some special type of wrestlers to come through this tournament, and I think we have that with a lot of our guys this season.
Well, the road to state this year, not at the Kohl Center. They'll be at the Adams Friendship High School for Division II. Once again, this year, all three divisions will have their own sites. It all starts in Two Rivers this weekend. And Coach Chance Tremel, we thank you so much for sharing a little bit of insight of your team, and good luck this weekend.
All right. Thank you very much.
I'm Tim Coles, reporting for New Radio Sports Network.